This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Final hour is underway. Right now, if you are listening, you are getting Lock and Load. It can be either literal or rhetorical, your choice. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I'm actually beginning to. I've got Obama beginning to. The whole thing is making my brain hurt. And tomorrow I'm going to have to talk about something else. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go after all the other gun grabbers and bring you some good news or talk about Agency Arms or Dark Angel or Second Call to something. I might have to do something different tomorrow because I'm tired. I'm tired of talking about Obama. But I have to talk about him some more. So, one thing the gun grabbers would have you believe, and when I say you, I mean the low. If there's low info voters out there, if you would think of yourself as a low info voter, if you watch Fox News, and if your hands are clasped and you believe everything you hear on that box, or on the CNN box, or the MSNBC box, or the NBC box, or any of the other magic boxes, then this is for you. And believe me, I wouldn't lead you astray, but I'm going to give you a set of facts for you to go check. Okay. Now, first lie, the gun show loophole lie. There is no gun show loophole. That's the big lie. Contrary to the mythology, criminals and terrorists do not skirt existing laws. They don't go to a gun show and purchase a crate load of guns and roll them out on a hand truck. Probably 95% or more of the vendors at the gun shows are licensed dealers. They all have to abide by the same federal regulation that they do at their brick-and-mortar shop. The only difference between them at a gun show and them at their shop is they're at the gun show. The guns are at the gun show. That's the other difference. Now, individual sellers that may get there and rent a table and sell their collection off if they no longer want to have it or whatever, they may make you a better deal. They may make you a better deal. And the thing is, they're just trying to get some money out of their collection. There may be an individual seller just walking around with a gun on his back, slung, with a for sale sign on it. I wonder if Obama's ever been to a gun show. I wonder if Hillary's ever been to a gun show. I kind of doubt it. His real plan, Obama's real plan, that he really wants to do is to ban all private sales, including between family members, because he likes that paper trail. He likes the paper trail. Except, there really isn't a paper trail either, unless there's a registry. The internet gun sales lie. That's a big one. Internet gun sales lie. It is impossible to buy a gun and have it shipped to your house over the internet. Even James Comey, the director of the FBI, was ignorant of this fact, and he's in charge of the FBI. Like gun shows, 95% or more of the guns advertised on the internet are advertised by licensed dealers who once again have to abide by federal law. Any transaction between private individuals that crosses state lines must be performed by a licensed dealer in the buyer's state. Under existing law, the internet can be used only to advertise guns, not supply them directly to a nine dealer. If you are a private individual in South Carolina and you know a private individual in North Carolina and you buy a gun from him and cross the state line, you may have technically broken the law. However, how is that ever going to be tracked? Then one of the biggest ones, and I mean this is the biggest one out there that I can think of, is the background check lie. The Constitution does not actually have in it the phrase innocent until proven guilty. That concept is articulated by the Fifth Amendment, which says the government shall not deprive citizens of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, meaning that the burden of proof always rests with the government before one's rights can be suspended. Background checks on gun buyers, which have been in effect for 20-plus years now, are a violation of the Due Process Clause because they require the individual to get clearance from the government before he exercises his Second Amendment rights. Now, imagine having to get a background check to vote, or write a letter to the editor, or preach a sermon, or hire a lawyer. The less this emphasis on the background check is merely a foot in the door, enabling the government to expand the criteria by which it may preemptively suspend your rights. This is precisely the slippery slope danger posed by Obama's plan to conscript physicians into agents of the government for the purpose of entering your medical diagnoses into the background check system. Interestingly, while they are very happy to violate the Fifth Amendment rights of Americans, they send crate loads of weapons to Syrian rebels without performing a background check of any sort, or the Sinaloas. They do the same thing with them. Some of these aren't weapons that ended up in the hands of ISIS. Might also be a good idea to enhance the background checks on armed Secret Service agents who've recently been caught patronizing Colombian prostitutes and driving while intoxicated. Yes, I'm going to get Sean back on as a regular, Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. Then there's the smart gun lie, which they're pushing for. They want to have smart guns because what they would really like to have would be a kill switch for guns. If they're going into an area, and I'll give you an example. Apple has patented some software that would work, that would go out over Wi-Fi, and say the cops want to, they're having a big bad action that they don't want recorded. They would activate this in a grid, say in a city, and it deactivates all of the cameras or all of the sending capabilities of all of the Apple devices around it, the iPads, the iPhones. Nobody's bought this yet, but it's out there. Kill switches are big deals. That's one thing. I mean, if we ever go to these cars that they're talking about that drive themselves, they'll have a kill switch on them. You won't have to worry. I mean, if you're trying to get away from something or something and somebody doesn't want you to, they'll be able to get a laptop and bring you back. Obama equated this concept with childproof aspirin bottles and cell phone apps that prevent unauthorized use. So, he also attacks the National Rifle Association. There are people that want to see him declare them a terrorist organization. He talks about the Communist China gun laws as a model to emulate. Every single dictator in world history, from Caesar to Hitler to Stalin to Mao, have employed the same demagogic technique. The American people should be framed out of their wits over the future of this republic because of the way your rights are regarded. They are subject to being tampered with. We will be right back. We'll be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, I had not thought about that. I had not thought about that, PW. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That will get you into the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio. We got to see the epitome of exploitation. with this announcement when the crocodile tears began to flow. This high drama presentation. I mean, when I'm looking at him, when I saw when he gets up there and the tears start to flow and he's rubbing his brow and everything, and I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, what a despicable display from a sick little man. Now, part of the reason he's doing that is because this is another major issue that flies in the face of how our government is supposed to function. His rationale is that he's taking steps because Congress won't act. If Congress doesn't act, so be it. They are the writers of law. If Congress doesn't move forward on certain issues as the president would like, so be it. That's the way it's supposed to be. Our constitutional republic was founded not on the idea that if Congress does not act according to a president's wishes and whims, and the president is mandated to take things into his own hands. This is how rule of law morphs into dictatorship. Things have been so dumbed down that no one in the media even raises this point. This is imperial presidency on display. The proposal, the fact that he makes the proposal and acts like this is going to do something, is reprehensible. It has been covered extensively, left, right, and center. Everybody agrees with me, not because I'm so smart, but because we're all thinking the same way. He didn't do anything. He took the cards, he took a deck of 52 cards and threw them on the ground and picked them up in a different order. That's all he did. Hiring more ATF agents, hiring more FBI agents to run background checks, increasing research into so-called smart gun technology. Smart gun technology is, guns coming to market are going to be determined by the market. And guess what the market is not screaming for? It is not screaming for smart guns. During the press conference, and I've let you hear it, he made sure to tell you, to reassure you, that this is not a plot to take away everybody's guns. And in this particular installment, yeah, I guess I'd have to agree with that. This is not a plot this time. Except it will take away a heck of a lot of people's guns. And it's one more step towards the left's ultimate dream of taking away everybody's guns, except for the bad guys and the governments. I don't know about the police, because it seems like the government is pointing at the police and saying they shouldn't have guns either. So I don't know who's supposed to have guns now. They don't let military walk around on posts with guns. Who's supposed to have them? His performance was more in line with an audition for Juilliard. He was delivering dramatic lines, and he invoked a variation of Martin Luther King's words, stating that we need to feel the urgency of now. But the pinnacle came when he started to cry. When he started to cry, that was the pinnacle. So here, this is the leader of the free world is crying to try to get you to buy off on the fact that he's taking away your rights and it's the best thing for you. Here's how the script unfolded. There's a pause. Wipe tear from left eye. Pause. Rest chin in one hand in a faux reflective pose. Resume speaking. Referring to the victims of gun violence. Every time I think about those kids, it makes me mad. Wipe tear from right eye. Swallow / gulp, as if deeply upset and struggling to keep it together emotionally. Reflexive turn to a teleprompter reveals left side of face is wet from tears. Make a statement. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day. Wipe tears from left cheek as he holds gaze off into the distance, reflecting and thinking and wishing to make a difference. Cue the audience clapping. Then, after that moment, resume speaking in a normal tone. Wipe more tears from right side of face. Camera pans out. Biden is standing next to Obama with an expression inspired by the grumpy cat. quite the performance. As to his reference of Chicago, it's a gratuitously thrown in. With a breezy and patronizing, by the way. He knows that his adopted hometown will be cited by critics as proof of the ineffectiveness of strict gun control laws. So this was a preemptive strategy, saying, I know about it. But the tears, they, oh, how they flowed. You know, it's not difficult to cry on cue. Actors can do it, and so can liars. Ordinary people may also use tears as a means of manipulation, as if a person is mentally unstable. Producing tears on demand may be that much easier. But it wasn't just the tears. It was the disconnect between the word Obama used to describe his emotions and the expression of his emotions. He said he was angry as he was crying. His scriptwriter got the tears and the anger part mismatched. Anger induces a long list of physical changes that may occur internally or externally. Tears are not typically one of them. And when a person is angry, others can feel it. Just like when a person is genuinely sad, that can be felt by others as well. But who felt anything watching this? Who listened to this and felt anything? I didn't feel I didn't get the feelings he was trying to project. That's because he wasn't feeling anything. He was acting badly. He was acting, though. The lemmings would be moved by this. The ones that were clapping on cue, the ones that were standing behind him, the ones holding up the signs and the pictures, they are the lemmings. This is a president that came into office wanting gun control. And he's talking to us about the urgency of now in his last year in office. You are kidding me. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. I just realized I've got some unfinished business here. I did it in the chat room. But now I have to do it. I'm going to start doing this from, some people have been listening to me long enough to where I don't have to initiate them. However, I've got three people that I've never seen before since until I got here doing the evening show, and that's Raven One, Potts, and Big Pauly. So, at this particular time, I need to initiate them for what they have become. What's some fitting stuff to it? Let's try this. Gentlemen, which I presume you are gentlemen, you've entered into something that you do not understand, or maybe you do. You have become the modern pacifist. You have become the Shaolin monk of the 21st century. You walk quietly wherever you go. You are prepared at any moment to go loud if you have to bring hell down upon the enemies of the state, the enemies of the people, the enemies of the Constitution. You walk around ready to go at a moment's notice. The people around you don't notice you because you are the modern day. The modern day equivalent of the Shaolin monk. You gentlemen, you, by showing up here, you are now and forever will be lock and load ninjas. I don't know if that just got me booted off of Facebook, or not Facebook, YouTube or not. I should do that every time somebody new shows up, shouldn't I? I should, yeah. I should do that. Now, everybody else is in there. I've never done that. But so everybody at Musco, Old Time, Heath, Desert Eagle, all of you, I dub thee. So there you go. Let me give you a quote from Frank
J. Fleming, who I don't know who he was, but I'm going to check him out. I've come to realize a good test one's attitude. I've come to realize what a good test one's attitude towards guns is about whether someone's mind is liberty-oriented. If one is okay with police having guns or whoever is designated as having authority, but panicked at the thought of their fellow man or themselves having guns, then that is someone who does not think like a free person. He places a magical aura around whoever is in charge and only thinks they can wield power. This will come up again in other areas, such as letting government make economic decisions, but fearing individual people making those decisions themselves. Is it any wonder that people like Michael Bloomberg, who is archaically anti-gun, is so hostile to individual freedom in so many other areas? Because as reflected in his view of gun ownership, he just doesn't fundamentally buy into the concept of liberty at all. As always, well, Desert Eagle, all of you just got that. I just anointed it. I'm going to record that. I'm going to record that, and I'm going to make that the thing. And that thing, I'm going to pull it off, and I'll save it forever whenever I see somebody come in. Anyway, the president has decided to go extra constitutional on us. He's decided to take some power that was never his to have. He's decided to do this to punish the innocent because we haven't done anything to anybody while doing nothing about real criminals except soliciting their votes. We've gotten contrived emotion and the usual campaign gas. And very little in any actual changes in the system. This was just the reshuffling of the cards. His rabid hatred for the NRA, all of its members and gun owners in general, is not something he can conceal. His condescension was on display. His live audience, made up exclusively of pretentiously intolerant liberals who would denigrate all acts of legitimate self-defense, particularly those involving gunfire, in a cynical attempt to piously claim for themselves moral superiority, which is never tested, by the way, howled their approval as he talked vaguely about stupid stuff like safe gun technology, but as always, never waxed specific. He did sheepishly concede that none of what little he is proposing would have prevented any mass shooting. Not a single word about protecting us bona fide American citizens from Islamic terrorist gang members or other real criminals. He said, I'm not trying to confiscate your guns. That's something you should never believe. Ever. Chicago is his idea of utopia. Like Bloomberg, he doesn't think like a free person. And it's just none of the rest of us do either. Oh, Presidente, you're just a piece of work. You really are. Freedom, you know, I don't begrudge anybody that's never served, ever. I don't begrudge anybody who has never served in the military. However, I will say this. I do not understand this. You there, Ben? We'll find out maybe later. I don't understand this lackadaisical, nonsensical, not looking around idea that we have evolved, which is what they will tell you. I saw a thread in Facebook today where it's saying that nobody really needs guns. This is coming from a baker in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Nobody really needs guns. We have them because we want them. You know, on the low end of self-defense, they say 500,000 self-defense acts with guns. On the high end, they say 3 million. Those people are lucky to have had them when they did. Just as we all are. I've had to pull my gun twice in self-defense. And I carry it with me every time, everywhere I go and everything I do. And that part of it is, I'm like these guys in the chat room, like everybody that engages with me every night, the ones that are actually paying attention to what's going on around them. That part of it, my chat room should be full of people. Google Plus should be full of people. I should have hundreds. I should have thousands in here. And this, it's not an indicator of people that don't care. I mean, life does get in the way. Let's be honest with this. I mean, there's people not here right now that are normally here all the time, and life gets in the way. I get that. But those folks have an excuse. Life got in the way. They would be here otherwise. The rest of them, the ones that are not engaged, they truly are the sheep. They're the sheep that their expression never changes. They see what's happening. They see what's happening, and yet they don't recognize what it is. They just see movement. They don't see threat. They are the food source for them. And I honestly, when I sit around sometimes, I wonder why I care. But I've given up on that. I simply do. I'll have to live with it. And I will. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. That will get you into the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, where you will be on lock and load. We're going to finish this out. We're going to do a breakdown. We're going to look at a small number. We're going to look at 200 cases. A snapshot of self-defense with guns. Out of those 200 cases, 283 potential victims were saved in a period between July 2014 and July 2015. While Obama quotes more than 30,000 gun deaths a year, omitting the fact that 60% are suicides, 47% are gang-related, 3% are accidents, and the vast majority of the rest occur in urban areas. If you look and focus, you'll find that there are children, kids, there's elderly people, women, successfully defending themselves against criminals by use of gunfire. So, the Daily Caller looked at 195 random incidents where gun owners use firearms to save their lives and the lives of others because they wanted to know, because we try to, you know, work with facts. Of the nearly 200 cases analyzed, I told you, they say 283 people, whether it was a man protecting his family from thugs or a 9mm toting grandma warding off a burglar in her living room. In 60 of these cases, the single gun carrier was the only potential victim. In 43 cases, there were two potential victims. In 9 cases, there were 3 victims. And in 9 more cases, there were 4 or more victims. 74 cases, it was unknown how many potential victims were present, but it can be assumed there was at least one. If the 74 potential victims followed the same distribution as in other cases, the number of potential victims would actually be at least 335. In one case, 4 Florida men put on masks and grabbed weapons in a planned burglary attempt of a Melbourne, Florida home in June of 2015. When one of the men came inside, he held a woman and her child at gunpoint. As the woman covered her child with her own body, the homeowner pulled out his handgun and opened fire on the robbers. The criminals fled, 1 injured, and the 3 victims were left unharmed.
The data show that a little less than a third of the people defending themselves with guns were women. Of the 173 cases where gender is known, 133 were male and 40 were women. The most common age of a defender was middle-aged, in their 40s or 50s. That's because we won't take any junk off of you. It's also worth noting that of the 72 cases where the age of the defender is known, 15 defenders were elderly people over 60 years old. 10 were minors under 18. They were most often defending themselves against adult males under 30 years old. Phyllis Law, a 63-year-old Alabama grandmother, was a victim of multiple robberies into her home and had even boarded up her windows to keep thieves out. But in July of 2014, a male robber broke into her home and Law hid with her 9mm pistol while her granddaughter hid in the closet. She told Fox 10 News that when the man came into her home, I jumped up and just started shooting, and he hollered and turned around and ran. A lot of them come in this house, in people's house, kill them, take what they want, and leave. Like I said, not here. Young people use guns for self-defense as well. In September of 2014, an 11-year-old Oklahoma girl awoke around 4 a.m. to find that a man had broken into her home and stabbed her mother. The girl grabbed a handgun and shot the man twice, saving her mother's life. Mother had just taught daughter how to use a gun for self-defense the week before. Gun carriers were able to defend themselves usually without killing the suspect. Of 217 suspects in this analysis, 148 survived their encounter with a gun carrier whether they survived a gunshot wound or simply ran away. The remaining 69 were killed, so more than half of the suspects involved survived. Most often when people use guns to defend themselves, it was in the home. Of the 194 cases where location is known, gun owners used firearms to defend the home 114 times. They pulled the trigger in a place of business or in public about 40 times each. In many cases, it is unclear how many potential victims would be saved. For example, if a man robbed a convenience store at gunpoint but was stopped by a man with a gun, it may not be documented how many people were in the store who could have been harmed. The most popular choice of firearms for self-defense is a handgun, with more than half of the defenders using them. Armed America is very proficient. Very proficient. And should not be taken for granted. It should not be presumed that we will go quietly into the night. They're not that far away from having some very rude awakenings. One thing that I did not get to, because I've been so, so obsessed with Obama. And I think I've got time. One of the reasons that we need to be armed is because of the Sharia influx that we're having right now. If you want to get an idea of what we could possibly expect, coming out of India, a massive Muslim protest against Akhil Bharat Hindu Mahasbha leader Kamlesh Tiwari made derogatory remarks allegedly against the Prophet Muhammad. And in the Malda district on Sunday, that turned violent, leading to arson and gunfire in which two people reportedly sustained bullet wounds. They set fire to about 24 vehicles and attacked the Kalashak police station. Violence broke out when the protesters they figured numbered about 250,000 people. Imagine that coming round a corner. Malda, where this happened, is officially considered one of the most backward regions of India and receives special government funding on that basis. There are people in the UN that I'm sure that will blame, I don't know, a video or Israel or, I don't know, whoever. Think of whoever you want to think. Gun owners, they might, well, the NRA, they'll blame the NRA. That's what they'll do. So,
And our president wants to disarm us. Wants to disarm us. In other places, Demitude is ranging far and wide. Demitude, by the way, is where you're supposed to be subservient to Sharia, to the Muslims, to Islam. If you're not a Muslim, you have to show demitude. So we're going to get on that, back on that tip, and we're going to be going all over the place starting tomorrow. I've spent enough time right now on Obama to where I'm seriously considering hitting myself in the head with a mallet. Spent that much time on it. Hey man, Mike, you need to show up here tomorrow so that I can initiate you. So that I can initiate you. I'll have that recording cut out and I will play that from here on out because I can't duplicate that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The fight will go on. The fight will never go away. That's the thing about being an activist, folks. That's the thing you have to understand. I was during 2010 when the Tea Party was at its height, and they did a great thing. I mean, there was basically a takeover of the House. Everybody went quiet. And I was asking around because I was in radio, you know, I'm out there, I'm in the fight, I'm in the churn all the time, I want to fight it. And I was asked about this. And they told me that everybody was tired and taking a break. And we're in ideological combat, folks. You may be able to get behind a wall, smoke them if you got them, and take a quick cat nap, but the fight is raging all around you. You have to decide if you're going to be a participant. If you're not going to be a participant, get out of the way. Don't get in my way. Because the fight will always be there. I was looking for something to do when I got here. We'll do this again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I simply want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.